he dismissed the crowd, and when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I think it's interesting in this passage how it mentions that he dismissed the crowd, but it says that he sort of had to push the disciples away. The crowd he fed on, they had been satisfied with the food, but his disciples, he had to make sure that they left him alone. I think there's something beautiful in that, that the crowd are those who were interested in Christ, but easily left him, whereas his disciples had already begun to love Christ, and so would not leave him unless they were forced aside. That shows something that's a beautiful attachment that real intimates of Christ have, that they do not wish to leave him. It says when he goes up there to the mountain to pray, or he goes up to the high place in silence, that after doing a great work, he always is going to commune with his Father. And it says that he goes up to the mountain to pray. Oftentimes, when souls go to commune with God, they don't always go up onto a mountain, but rather descend into the depths, into the lower parts of their desires, and lift up a prayer to God. That would be in comparison to when we ask for things which really aren't that important, when we plead with God for things that really aren't becoming of who a Christian is, when we ask for vengeance against our enemies or those attacks, but rather when going up to the mountain to pray, one who goes up to the mountain goes up to seek God and God alone, to rise up to those things which are above and beyond, those things which aren't so easily perceptible. And then when our Lord comes out to them on the sea, seeing them in distress, our Lord is always seeking to remind, when he appears, do not be afraid, take courage. Be of good cheer, it says in another translation. Just as we're going through these first readings on the Gospel of John, and John in his first letter is all about the real meaning of love, he's trying to remind them that they are indeed ones who are loved. And as our first reading said today, perfect love, it casts out all fear. In our prayer time, that's the one thing that it seems that our Lord would seek to most speak to our souls, is to go alone with him. And sometimes it feels that when we go out to pray that we are totally alone, abandoned, that our Lord is pulled back from us, as it were. Our Lord allows us to be tossed about by the seas of our emotions, of our parochial situations, and even as what's going on in the church as a whole, it feels like there's been a drawing back from us. And yet, the Lord is there, always watching from the shore, even if we can't see it. And the soul that remembers that they're deeply loved has no room for fear. So in the little ways in which we feel that our Lord is drawn back from us, ask for the grace to know, even when we are unable to perceive it, the intensity of that love and the ferocity with which he seeks us out, the watchful care that he has for us, even if it feels as though it is from a distance. For he desires to pass by, to speak words of encouragement, that we may not grow faint or lose heart. Let's take these thoughts and intentions as we seek the Lord in these sacred mysteries and in this holy hour. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.